Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Aspiration Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Devin Burnison, and I have a special treat. I was able to secure another interview with our previous guest cast speaker, Bakker Hadwan, as he finished his season in the NCAA tournament as an All-American, placing fifth at 184 pounds. Now, Bakker has competed in junior college his first 2 years and was an All-American and two-time qualifier in junior college, and then couldn't make the lineup, struggled to make the lineup his freshman year, going to Life University, and then went on to be a two-time NAIA qualifier and a one-time All-American, placing fifth in this tournament this past season, this past weekend. His team captured a national title in the process, and he certainly played his role in helping his team do that. So I talked with him on what it meant to him to be an All-American, and some thoughts on his team and his coach and what he plans to do moving forward. Just a heads up, I apologize. The audio for the first 30 seconds of the podcast is a little fuzzy, so if you can endure that, the rest of the episode is clean audio. Hope you enjoy. You captured All-American status in your senior year, man. How does it feel to be an All-American?
It's definitely bittersweet, you know. Like, I'm super happy and grateful that I finished fifth, and I'm a two-time All-American now.
Your team won the national title in the NAIA, led by Ami Acosta. Talk to me a little bit about your head coach.
Yeah, that's huge, you know. My head coach, our whole team even, yeah, we all put in so much work to get towards this, but, you know, he was out there ready, planning for this, recruiting, all that kind of stuff, just making sure all our guys peaked at the right time, making sure we needed to do what we like to get the job done, all that kind of stuff, you know. And it's huge. Like, Grandview won 9 national titles, but he preached to us, like, we're not out there to beat Grandview. We're out there to be the best team we possibly can be, you know, and that's what we did.
I love your coach's message. I had the opportunity to go through some of the Life University Instagram page and just listen to some of his pre-match talks. And it seems like you guys really respect him. He's earned your trust.
It was definitely a group effort. We have a lot of coaches, you know, and everyone did their part to contribute to that. Yeah, our head coach is awesome, did everything in his power to help us reach our goals and all that kind of stuff. So, but we have a huge team and a huge coaching staff, and everyone, you know, was just on point that day, and everyone did their part to help us reach that goal.
They certainly did. You guys have 10 All-Americans on your team, and I believe, if I'm correct from reading the synopsis here, 3 title winners?
We put 3 guys into the finals. We end up having 1 champ.
One champ, okay. Wow. So you guys really dominated each weight class, bringing you up to a pretty decisive victory as a team, man. That's a hell of an accomplishment. And I'm really glad that I had a chance to kind of get a post-season interview with you. You know, this is a really special moment in history for your program. It sounds like you guys have some clearly talented wrestlers on your team. How many of them will be returning next year?
So as of right now, I'm still kind of up in the air because I get that COVID year back. I might be returning, and I don't know yet. Off the top of my head, I honestly couldn't tell you where my head's at because there's a lot of emotions. But
yeah,
we are returning almost all of those guys except for senior Randy McCray at 125.
Okay.
Senior Denver Stonecheck at 149. Gosh, there's so many guys. Senior Diallo Mazzamella at 197. Okay. He's also a Michigan guy.
He's a Michigan guy, huh?
Yep, he wrestled for Dearborn Heights, Annapolis. So he was from our area.
No, I thought I recognized the name, and that name stuck out to me, and I couldn't put a finger on it. So, wow, that's incredible, man. We got a couple Michigan guys representing in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, yeah, it's really awesome. But, yeah, we have four seniors, and we all have that COVID year, but I think three of them are done for sure. Okay. I'm still kind of up in the air, but, you know, wrestling a seventh year, that's just – you know, that's something not everyone can say they've done, and that's something super hard to do. So I need to, you know, see where my head's at, see where my body's at, and see what are the plans for the future still. So I got some time, but.
Well, enjoy this moment. Don't worry about putting all of your thought and energy into that. Enjoy this moment. You've certainly earned it, and your school certainly showed their praise towards your team's accomplishment and your accomplishment as an individual. And that's really awesome to see. We don't see enough programs getting involved with the achievements that wrestling brings. So I give you kudos, man. Congratulations on it. Do you have any special thanks or shout outs that you'd like to give?
Just shout out to my family and my friends, all my supporters. You know, it's been such a long year, man, especially after losing the blood round last year. I was like down and depressed for a long time after losing last year. And I just remember like thinking like, what do I do? Should I retire? Like I've been wrestling in college for, that was my fifth year at the time. And I was like, do I come back for a sixth year and see if I can AA? And, you know, I couldn't break the lineup for a while. I was up at 97, couldn't start. We had two All-Americans, a guy took.
You guys are stacked. Yeah. That weight class is stacked.
Yeah. So on our team, it's really, really hard to break the lineup. Being a national championship team, being part of the starting lineup on a national championship team is one of the hardest things I've done in my life, you know. But, like, you make it through it and you persevere, you're going to be on the podium for sure. And, you know, that's what I've done. So I'm just really thankful for that, man. And, you know, I couldn't have done it without my family and everyone else who supported me, you know.
Well, you had a lot of people behind you, and your program at your university seems to be taking the sport very seriously and investing in it with quality wrestlers and prospects and getting involved in the scene. And the dividends paid off, man. You guys captured a title, and you're now a part of history. So congratulations. I'm curious, as we end today's interview here, what was the first thing that you decided, like, I'm going to reward myself with food-wise? Because cutting weight is a son of a gun. It's tough. It drains you. What was your reward after?
Dude, see, honestly, that's crazy to me because I'm definitely someone who loves food and one of those typical wrestlers that after I'm done with the season, I got to go eat a bunch of bad food. But this year was kind of, I kind of like was disappointed with where I placed that. And I still haven't had a cheat meal yet. I had a kombucha.
You're torturing yourself, man.
Yeah, I know. I had a kombucha. Kombucha is like one of my favorite drinks, but that's pretty healthy. But yeah, I still haven't had a cheat meal. I just feel like I don't want to get fat and I don't want to sabotage my body. And if I am done wrestling, I kind of like want to stay on that right path where I don't get fat and go down that hill, you know, where you see those wrestlers like 2 months later and they look like a completely different person just because they stopped taking care of their bodies. And if I am done wrestling, I got to take care of my body, you know, so.
Well, you've put in the time and effort and energy to build your body to perform optimally to capture All-American status. I'd say that's pretty damn good, Bakker. And if you don't reward yourself with that, man, somebody's got to shower you with some food or something, man.
Yeah.
So congratulations, brother. Sounds like your team's still living on that high. I'm looking forward to hearing more about your journey moving forward, man. Hopefully some things fall into perspective and you can kind of feel it out as you go. And, you know, if you decide to make another run at it, you'll be ready. And if not, you have paved quite a path for yourself, man, and left quite a legacy. So we are all proud of you. Other than that, man, all I got to say is enjoy it. Enjoy the moment.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you for the kind words.
Of course, man. You have a good rest of your day and week. I hope you feel a little better, dude.
Thank you. I appreciate that.